We're all trying to make the best of the situation at the moment, and this includes perhaps picking up a new hobby like photography, which is something RNIB Connect lead Wayne Bowden has recently picked up and is now encouraging others to also give it a go. And Wayne joins me on the line now. Hello, how are you, Wayne?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm not too bad. It's raining. I'm not sure if you can hear. Maybe just a bit of pitter-patter in the background. But you're quite new to photography, as I said.
Yes.
So how long ago would you say you picked up the camera?
It was probably around 2 years ago, in the springtime. I always wanted to do wildlife photography. And with the tiny bit of vision I have left, I thought it's now or never. So I bought myself a cheap camera just to see how I got on. So about 2 years ago, did it for maybe 3-4 months, and then had to come away from it for a while, and then I picked the camera back up again in April this year, 2020.
How much eyesight would you say you have at the moment?
Well, I have retinitis pigmentosa. And in my right eye, I don't have anything. It's just blurry colours. And in my left eye, probably around about a 5-pence piece worth focus ring of around about a 5-pence piece. So not too much.
Many people, when you say how much eyesight you have, would think photography is not really an accessible medium. But it's quite on the contrary, isn't it?
It is, yes. I see much more through a camera lens than I do with a naked eye, that's for sure. I just find that the camera lens will pick up different colours that my eyes don't, and it allows me to just see a lot closer to the animals or countryside that I'm taking pictures of. But yeah, it is a bit strange. I do get some weird looks when you're walking down the woods with a camera and a white stick. it's great. I absolutely love it. And it surprised me how much it gave me back, to be fair.
Because it's not just, you mentioned wildlife photography, but you've actually dabbled in astrophotography, water photography, and I've seen the pictures. Yeah. They're amazing.
Thank you. Astrophotography, I've always had a dream of being an astronomer, and whilst on lockdown, we had all this lovely weather, so I just thought, you know, why not try and take a picture and then just see if I can see it maybe on the back of the camera or on the TV, like, the next day. So we went out in the back garden. This is myself and Zachary, which is my son. I used his eyes. So I was kind of explaining about how the stars are in the sky and stuff. And he would point the stars out to me and we would aim the camera and take some pictures. And that led to something really quite remarkable, which was we'd done it over 3 days. The first day was a Monday. And he was like, Daddy, there's a very, very bright sky over there. So, sorry, a very bright star in the sky. So we started taking pictures of it, and I couldn't see it on the camera. I couldn't see it with the naked eye whatsoever, but we were taking pictures of it, and Zachary was all excited. And then on the Wednesday, the same star was out, so we were taking pictures of it again. And we used Google Sky Maps, and turned out that it wasn't a star. It was actually Venus, the planet Venus. And when we were taking pictures of it, on the camera, you can press live view. So instead of looking through the eyepiece, you can actually put it on the back of the camera on a LED screen. And I was just talking to Zachary, and I was like, what's this thing here on my camera? And he's like, Daddy, that's Venus. And, oh my God, like, the emotion, everything. I was like, oh my God, it's the first thing I've seen apart from the moon in the night sky since I was a teenager, and I was just blown away and so grateful to him for helping me see that. And I was just like, wow. And then I kind of learned where it was in the night sky just through the camera itself. And then on the Friday night, I came out and I thought, right, I know it's in this direction. Zachary's not with me. I'll just do my best. And I was just setting the camera up, and I looked up, and without the camera, I seen Venus with the naked eye, and like, oh, it's just incredible, absolutely incredible, and just my love for astronomy came flying back, and yeah, we've just been taking pictures of the night sky since, and it's just been incredible since, to be fair.
You're so passionate about it. Is that the reason you're trying to encourage others to take part in a photography club?
Yeah, absolutely. So like the photography club is called Blind Snaps, which can be found on Facebook. It's basically just saying to people, you know, absolutely give it a go. Down here in the West Country, we have these Facebook groups for the RNIB Connect. Everybody can join it. And we set up a little call where we could talk to other visually impaired people. And it was a case of, what would you like to take pictures of? And some were saying wildlife, some were saying landscapes. And this is all possible. With wildlife photography, it's a case of to get some pictures of garden birds. And I know that for some people that might be a bit like garden birds, but they are so bright and colourful. What I've done is I've set up a bird feeder, and then I set my camera pointing towards the bird feeder, and then I just wait. You have to be patient, but that doesn't make any difference whether you're visually impaired or completely able-bodied. You can do it.
So you've mentioned the photography club, but you also have your own personal page for photography. We can follow you on social media?
Yes, which is Blinding Photography. So it's just to kind of vlog my little journey into the world of photography. So yeah, that's on Facebook, Blinding Photography, and on YouTube, it's Blinding Photography as well. And if you have a disability, you know, own it. Like, don't fall victim to it. Get out there and live life and enjoy yourself. Like, don't think you can't do anything. Just grab a hold and go with it. And you'll soon pick up little tips and tricks along the way to make it easier for you.
I think we could talk about photography all day, but I do hope if you're listening that you do give photography a go, and you can contact the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999, and that number again is 0303 123 9999, and you can find out more about the RNIB Connect community in your area. But in the meantime, thank you so much for sharing your passion for photography with us, Wayne. And thank you for speaking with me on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me. Thank you very much.